romance, still forbidden, still outrageous. Only a few around us knew, but no one said a word, it was contagious. Looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, you saved my life. I won't forget it.
Hello, and welcome to the White Light Radio Show. My name is Chance Jones, I'm your host. We have Joni Eisinger, professional sidekick, with us, and our witness, Kaylin Rivest.
Hello.
Say hello, guys.
Hi.
First, I will read a disclaimer. The material contained in this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. This information is not intended to be construed as a medical diagnosis or treatment. This information should not take the place of a consultation with a physician or a healthcare professional for medical diagnosis and or treatment. And without further ado, Joni, why don't you introduce us to yourselves? Let us know who you are.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for taking on this hostship.
Of course.
Of the White Light WMNJ Radio at Drew University. This is my third year here, and I am honored to be here. How did I get to end up doing this? I'm from Long Island, and I was a social worker, clinically trained, and I didn't believe in any of this. And then I became gifted with abilities around 2003, 2004, 2005, and I became able to do quite a number of things that were fantastical to me, and my life changed completely. 180 degree shift. And now I do this professionally. So I'm local to the school, and I do in-person and Skype and Facebook phone readings, Facebook video. And I love radio. I do other radio shows as well, live call-in and interview, and I do psychic galleries at restaurants. On and on, I do client appreciation parties and things like that. So I do this because I feel that urge to share what I know with other people. I don't feel that it's something that people must start believing in. Mm-hmm. I just share what my truth is, and then if other people are interested or curious and have questions, great. And if they're skeptical, great. If they don't want to believe, great. It's all one big party. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like this hour is like, it's like a party.
It is definitely going to be a party. You said you do like galleries at restaurants and things?
Yes. So I've been.
How does that work?
Well, what happens is the restaurant would have a side room, mm-hmm. and they would set it aside and they would promote me, and then they'd have up to 25 people. And then as people dine in that 2.5 hour mm-hmm. period, then I would do readings for everyone. So everyone would hear mm-hmm. that person's reading.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's like spiritual group
wow.
therapy.
Wow. Cool. That's really interesting.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun.
I want to do that.
I love that.
We should do that before we graduate. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to thank you for having our witness here.
Oh, of course. Kaylin, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm a senior uh-huh. at Drew. Joni gave me a reading my sophomore year, so it's been a little while, but it's cool to be back because every time you guys do this, I can't come or like I can't call in
yeah.
or something. Like is preventing me to come, so Chance yeah. reached out to me today and was like, do you want to be on the radio show? And I was like, yeah,
that
yeah.
is so good. And I had learned before the show that the two of you had done a show
uh-huh.
two years ago.
Yeah.
There you go. So of course it's meant to be you'd be free and that you're hosting for the first time,
uh-huh.
so it's reminiscent of when the two of you
yeah,
have done this
yeah.
of course.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Oh my god, things are circles. Literally everything is a circle. Oh,
it's
my
true.
goodness. Let's start questions. Why don't you... Do you have a question for Joni?
Sure. All right. So I was thinking about it when I found out I was coming. I was
yeah.
like, what do I want to talk about? I feel like lately in particular, I think I'm in a huge transitional period of my life since it's my last year.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I'm feeling really blocked in a lot of ways, like in my relationship specifically, more like at the school. And I'm finding that I'm struggling to balance, like, I feel like I know who I am, but I have a hard time presenting that to other people, and then that gets, like, trumped down a lot of the time. Like, I can never be, like, who I genuinely want to be because there's something, like, wrong with me, or, like, something that's not good about me, and I find a hard time, like, connecting.
Now, is this recent just up until this year, or have you felt in your life that there was some type of a block where you weren't shining enough, where your true self was coming out?
I feel like it's been forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go in, and for those of you who are listening for the first time, going in means where I turn on my intuition switch, Joni moves aside, and then I bring in that channel where I channel only the highest of light, no lower energies. Let's see what this is about, what the block is. Okay, this has to do with other lifetimes. So oftentimes where we're stuck is in relation to another lifetime that we're in, where there's some precipitating event that got us caught up where we blamed ourselves and or other. That's called karma. When you go to your passing in that lifetime with unforgiveness. There's another lifetime, and you were a horse rider, and you were in some arena. It was some type of an equestrian event. I don't think it's rodeo. I want to say rodeo. I'm so excited today. It's all about radio today. No, it's not. And it's not about rodeo either. It feels like it's equestrian. It feels like it was horse jumping. But you kept falling off your horse. And in this day, it was a one-day event. There was something that you said to yourself, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. And it just became so infuriating, and I feel like your cheeks got so hot and you felt so upset. Like it was almost like a doom you put on yourself. You were very accomplished. You had won a medal already somewhere else. You had won that. But it was, you're having a bad day. You were hard on yourself. Is that something that you might be like now?
Yeah.
Okay. So oftentimes where we are in other lifetimes is like a bleed-through effect of where we are in the other lifetimes. So where you are hard on yourself over there bleeds through over here into this one. Very common. You go to your passing in that lifetime. Darn it, why did I? And you felt you were a fake because you were an accomplished medalist that had a bad day, and you concluded that keep falling off the horse event meant you were a fake because no one could ever have a bad day. No one could ever be human. They had to always rise up and look a certain way that was almost perfect, that was beyond, that was high up. Do you have a glass of water or something by you?
I have a water bottle.
Yeah, is it by you where you're sitting?
Yeah.
Okay, have a sip.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that, I'm also a healer. Is that I've been guided that when I do readings, that if they start working on someone, the water in your physical body helps flush negative energies through your physical body. They're already working on taking energies out that don't belong. And if you feel a little giddy and happy and then that means, I don't know, evidently that's a result of I don't know, they're saying that now they're playing with horse stuff, with the manure that you've been carrying around. They play with this shit, no pun intended either. I swear, they're just going with the horse stuff right now. So that's karma there. Let me see what you were working on, because we always have a theme that we're working on in lifetimes, and oftentimes those themes are in many of the others. It might be this one, it might not. So I'm going to go over to that that equestrian lifetime to see what the theme was. You didn't feel you were good enough. You didn't feel you were good enough. And the medal was to give you that, yeah, you're really good, and then you could have held on to that. So with falling off the horse, you could have said, well, I'm a medalist, I had a bad day, but you made a choice, and it was difficult. So you'd been having difficulty with your worth and your strength. Let's get rid of karma. Any of the karma that would be a block to you, where you feel, maybe I'm a fake, maybe I can't do it, maybe I'm done, or I can't let myself be human, or I'm not good enough. Again, there's something about I'm a fake, or they won't believe me. Or they might think I'm too good. They might think that I'm showing off. Mm-hmm. and we ball up all of those lifetimes where you have gone. You're in charge of this healing, not me. Your higher self has gone and scanned all of the lifetimes where you are, where you're ready to forgive yourself and forgive others. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Oh, there you go. Look at that. You're tromping around, finding places. Yeah, I can forgive myself there. I got this. Mm-hmm. Next step, forgive everyone and everything, including the horse. Oh, yeah. You had something with pity. You were pitying people and pitying yourself. It was a sadness, like poor souls that can't do. So you're working through that. Pity is a lower vibration. Pity and sympathy, by the way. Compassion and empathy are higher. When you pity, you're looking down from a higher place. When you have empathy and sympathy, when you have compassion, you're going into the other person's shoes. Sympathy is lower. Empathy is same level. So you were pitying and you were looking down like the poor sod. And they're working with you on leveling off so you see that no one is a victim, that everyone is exactly where they should be, that even if you quote-unquote fail, it's not a failure, it's an opportunity to learn. Next step, ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. So I see there are a whole bunch of souls that are giving you tons of information. There's a lot of work through right now. And I do see that for what you're doing now, where you are in your senior year, that you generate a lot of interest. So there are people that are interested in you and what you do. There's definitely something that's building and that you make sense and you're credible, you're believable, and that this is going to open up more because you're getting rid of the karma of the disbelief in yourself. As you get rid of the disbelief in yourself, people are going to believe you more. Yay. Last part, thank God for these life lessons, or if you want to say source, creator, spirit, whatever, and have another sip of water. Yep, that'll help. Now that was the cosmic part. Mm-hmm. So now let's go from here forward and see how that's going to change, because the energy, you're freed up now. You got rid of energy that you were stuck to. Let's see. Your listening skills are going to improve. You're going to hear people when they say something to you that you weren't sure about. You're going to get it better. There's an opportunity or an offer that's coming. It's around the bend. I don't know if this is March. So between March and December of next year, something comes up and you're going to go, oh my Lord, what the heck? Are you kidding me? It's like, huh? Like one of those, really? Like, huh? And it has to do with who you are. And they believe you. They believe you. They see you. And they know that you're able. They know your worth. They know your capability. And through the years, you're going to be stunning people. You're going to be surprising people. And that's your opportunity to surprise yourself. So a lot of times we can surprise other people, but we won't let it in and take a look and own it. So you're going to be doing your thing, and it's really powerful, but they hope that you take a look and you own it and you say, I did that. I own that. Wow, I did that. And really, like, that was because of me. Because a lot of people, they just separate and then they let it go and they just go about their business and they're the medalist. And all that, the prize winner, and they don't even know who did it. So you'll have to report back as to what happens, yeah. As to whether there's any more stuckness. Mm-hmm. Some people report the stuckness is gone.
Yeah.
When I was talking about this, was there anything that was going through your head? Like, have you ever imagined horses? Was there anything that happened?
Something that you said that just like connected with me, because at first I was like, horses, I'm not like, I don't feel necessarily connected to that, but you said something like, this is generic, but like getting upset and your cheeks were getting hot. My cheeks hot constantly. Like, when I'm embarrassed or mad or, like, emotional, like, it, like, inflamed hot. And, like, that was something, that was where I was like, okay, like, I'm going to start, like, paying attention. So, and then, yeah, I think a lot of that is true. Like, I'm really hard on myself. And I do have a thing about being, like, more than human. Not that I need, like, the power, but it's for me, myself, I'm, like, I hold myself to, like, the highest of standards that don't even, like, I can't even forgive myself because I'm, like, I need to be better. But it's, like, it's not even possible.
Right, and that's very human of you to not let yourself be human. We all, at some point, have gotten caught up in that. In that we strive to be, some of us don't, but for those of us who do, we try and strive to be like this, I don't know, perfect type of a being, and that if something goes wrong, we just slice and dice ourselves and say, there was no room for that, how could that be? I call this an earth school. I said this is like a training ground where anything goes. Not to say there's no such thing as good and bad, but people play in the light and the dark in order to learn. There's victim and victimizer, where in the end you go, well, thank you for playing in the dark so that I might choose light. Mm-hmm. So to be human means you're letting yourself have this earthly experience for soul growth opportunity. And if something goes wrong, rather than blame, shame, guilt, regret, and all of and embarrassment, all that, you can then say, well, what can I learn from it? Rather than flog yourself. So I find it interesting that you were getting hot in the cheeks because that might be the way your soul rolls because you get hot in the cheeks. So you got hot in the cheeks over there with the horse thing. So it might be interesting if that stops.
That would be absolute insanity.
That would be insanity.
That would be really wild. I've always had rosy cheeks ever since I was a kid. So I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Something else too. I thought this was funny because, you know, like there's the whole like skeptical aspect. Not skeptical, but you're just like, what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And I like internally before you were like, you might be feeling giddy. I literally was like, I had like a pit in my stomach because I was like I had all of this energy. And then you said something, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. So that was kind of wild because I just felt all of that, and then you said something. And I was like, okay,
gosh, that is so cool. And then people go, how did you know that? I'm like, I don't know. I just show up. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So now that you've answered a question, tell us a little bit about how you go in. So what do you do?
So we all can do this. So you're asking. So I'm going to answer your question without a doubt. But I want to say that when we believe that we can, and we all remember that we're powerful creator beings, that we can connect with the collective, and that we embrace that we're all connected, we're all one, then you can thin that veil with belief. And that if you put sacred space around yourself where you have what would be called protection, you can, I guess I say that I move my Joni over to the side. I just turn on this intention switch, this imaginary, like a dial. And then I allow for the highest, I say the highest of Christ's light. And this isn't religious. I'm not talking about Jesus. Christed ones that are enlightened. The ones that are of the highest vibration that would give us guidance to come through. They could be archangels, ascended masters, departed ones that are wise, loved ones, elementals, that's the fairies, gnomes, sprites, fairies and all that. Star beings from other galaxies, incarnated angels, the angelic realm, any of the highest to come through. And I believe that they come in through my crown chakra, which is the top of your head. It's an energy center which connects us to us, to divinity, to everything, the collective. And then I feel blessed because I have clairvoyance, which is divine seeing, clairaudience, divine hearing, clairsentience, divine feeling, claircognizance, divine knowing, clairsalience, divine tasting, No, Claire Salience, I believe, is divine smelling, and Claire Gustin's is divine tasting. I think I got that right. So I've got the Claires shooting. So, yeah. So with the Claires that are just shooting, I get messages. So it could be in the form of knowings, or I could see like a movie screen. That's the clairvoyance. I don't see things like they're right in front of me, like the way I see the two of you. It's like another movie screen, which is in my third eye, in the center of my forehead. And I can hear things. For me, they're not voices. It's either a bell. I'm sorry, like ears ringing or my ears box. Mm-hmm. When I hear things, when I hear people talking, it's really claircognizance. It's the knowing. So it comes in almost, I call it like a ticker tape parade that goes down, like a feed that goes down into my head. And then I don't see the words. It just, I don't see letters. Just the language just comes through my mouth. And I get feelings. So I could get choked up and I could cry. I could get afraid. I could feel joy and love. I could sometimes get goosebumps. That's clairsentience. And then sometimes I can smell. But it's interesting. It's not smelling like the way that you would smell roses, like if you put the flower up. I think it's claircognizance. And then I'm like, oh, I smell. I rarely really smell things. And tasting is usually claircognizance when I say that I taste. So anyway, when I get information, it comes through, and I open up my mouth, and I talk. And I know the difference between, like, now Joni's talking, but if I wanted to channel, then I would kind of do a shift, and then I would get information. I would do, by intention, I would get information that would come in for someone else. And I know that if I feared or doubted, if I feared what was coming through, then it wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And if I doubted that it was real, it wouldn't. So I have to remove fear or doubt if I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
For sure. And then if I don't understand what I get, I ask for clarity. I'm like, no. Bring it in again. Or try another way. Mm-hmm. Or I got some of that, but I don't know exactly what you're talking about. So bring it. And then I wait. And then I get new information. And I'm not a doom and gloom psychic. There are people who are afraid that I would give bad information. And I know that I'm not here to do that. That if anyone ever went to a psychic or a healer and they were told anything negative, like, don't get in the car, or I think someone might not have much long to live, or pay me X amount of dollars and I'll take those negative energies off of you, leave.
Uh-huh.
Walk away. So that's my process.
Okay. And you're local.
I'm local. I'm in Berkeley Heights.
Okay.
And so it's I'd say without traffic, it's like a 25 minute the most drive door to door. So I'm also available to come on campus and meet people in the EC for sessions. Mm-hmm. I would tell them my rates privately, but they could always go to my website, which is joniswhitelighthealing.com, and then they could communicate with me there, or you could find me on Facebook. And then you could friend me, but just tell me how you know me, because I don't just friend strangers. And you could sign up for my newsletter, too, and then I say when I'm doing radio on campus and other things.
So, I guess I'll ask a question now.
Go ahead.
That guy we saw earlier, do you know, is there a future where, in this lifetime, will he be in my future?
No, that was a random event.
Okay.
But do you want to know anything more about your love life?
I really, really do.
I love this stuff. Do you have anything specific or general? You tell me what you need.
So, the next relationship I'm in is... How strong are my feelings?
The next one that you're going to be in?
Yes.
They're okay. I'm not getting a big Wallapalooza.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting okay. I'm getting, like, this suffices. This will do. This is nice. I feel good. I'm blessed. Yeah. You know, I have attention here, and the person knows me. They're a good friend. I like them. They're charming. I like them very much, but there's something missing. Mm-hmm. Feel like there's it's not just exactly what you're looking for. It's not a settling.
Uh-huh.
Because settling means that you're concluding that you could be done with the search and you could be yeah. settling into yeah. and it's done. Where you might possibly even feel like you're betraying yourself. Possibly. Some people settle and they don't know they're betraying themselves. But you are very clear. You're very aware that this person is suitable, is a friend, it's a good relationship, but you're not sure how much lasting power it has. Like, or what type of future there is uh-huh. for the two of you.
Yeah.
But you benefit, though. There's an honesty and a camaraderie that develops, and you need that. And you're looking for friendship. You're looking for understanding oh, yeah. Yeah. and peace.
That's the, yeah, that is the main thing. And I'm getting that giddy feeling. I'm getting that all over.
You're getting that
yes,
feeling too.
Uh-huh. I'm very much.
Yeah, it's a little wild.
It's very wild.
Is there any question that you might have regarding when or what, or even another thing is if you have any blocks to relationships where there could be karma regarding that?
That one. Do I have do
the I have karma?
It? Yes, yes.
Let's see about that. Do you feel that you're a fixer and you're too hands-on? And that you want to possibly change the person or you're a proper upper?
I feel a little bit of the both, but also just lost, kind of. I feel like I, like, think too much about the other person.
Well, that would go along with
yeah.
that there's a big focus on taking care of
yes.
and propping up
yeah.
and helping and being so hands-on,
yeah.
so involved. Let me go in and find out what that is, because it's not balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the karma, because we asked, what's the block?
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out what happened that got you where you were over-involved, because we'd like to bring you back where you're taking care
yes.
of and they're taking care
yes.
but you're taking care of, they're taking care of you. Let's see what happened. Okay, is that a Sprite?
This is water.
That's water.
Yeah.
Have a sip. So for those of you listening, it's like it looks like a Sprite bottle, but it's filled with water. It's water. So he had a sip, so they're already working on him. So you were in a gym. You were a trainer, and you looked good, and you wanted people to get involved the way you did and have that certain type of musculature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do this, do that. I want you to do this, do that. Big gym, you're taking care of a lot of people. No, do it like that, do it like that, do it like that, do it like that. And it was about the look. It was the physique. It was... you were accomplished, you got things going, and it was heart-centeredness. It was, I care about all these people. There are all these people in this room. They're all, and they all come from different places. They say the word, you say the word like they're demolished, like you're so heart-centered that they all come in from all facets of life, and they told you their story, and a lot of them are so messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And by working out and getting their bodies
mm-hmm.
like more developed, it would make them feel good. It raised their self-esteem, or it was a distraction from the shit that they had going on in their life. And so there were a lot of broken bodies. And you come in and you're strong and you have hope and you give them hope. And so you're like, no, do this, do this, do that. But you went overboard in that you were so trying to help them because they were a mess. It wasn't the body you were focusing on. It was their mind. It was their heart. It was their soul. Oh, my God. It was like, oh, my God, I just want to save you. And you're talking about biceps. It's freaking not about the biceps. It's the alcoholism. It has nothing
uh-huh.
to do with the fucking body.
Uh-huh.
It's the biceps. Excuse me, it's not the biceps. It's your home life.
Yeah.
Da, da, uh-huh. da. So you take on a whole bunch of people. God bless. And you go to your passing in that lifetime. I didn't do enough.
Mm-hmm.
Karma towards self. Now, did you blame people? I'm not really seeing much. I'm not seeing really blame towards other. Maybe in some of the stories that you heard people say you were pissed. So you could have incurred karma in that way. But I don't. I see more thoughts and random. But it's mostly I didn't do enough. If I had only done more,
I feel that constantly. And it's funny that you're talking about me directing a bunch of people around. I choreograph almost every semester where I'm like in charge of a bunch of people from very different backgrounds. They're like many of them are new to dance, and I'm trying to like always trying to teach them that it's not about the movement. It's about like connecting to the story of the dance or connecting to the emotion of the dance. Yeah.
See, this isn't random at all. It's never random. And it always, 99% makes sense. Sometimes people can't relate because it's other lifetime karma. They've got it here. Mm-hmm. But they still have that crap there where they haven't done the forgiveness work and it's just waiting down on them. But in this way, it is here as well. So let's get rid of the car. Let's see what you were working on. Going in. Different lifetimes you had crushing blows that just decimated you. And so you were going in the other direction and you were trying to prevent other people from being crushed. So if you strengthen yourself physically, maybe you could fend off the person that's going to hurt you. There's a lot of metaphor in here. Mm-hmm. But that's you took on the gym as the way to have people fortify themselves because you were crushed elsewhere. Let's get rid of karma across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. Any karma where there's the caretaker piece, the saving the soul, the fend for yourself, the being crushed, I know what I'm doing. Don't you realize I know what I'm doing? No, we didn't talk about that, but I have to channel it because it was a theme somewhere. Mm-hmm. Taking in life and knowing you are real. Helping others, getting lost in others. Teaching people how to be true. Knowing yourself. Pitting people against other people. That's another theme that comes up. You wanted it healed. And anything else that wasn't mentioned that would cause you here to have any blocks with developing relationships. Forgive yourself. Heavy. Heavy, heavy, heavy. Forgive everyone and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are one at a time, and you sit there with the soul. And I forgive you. And you're having conversations, personal, up close conversations with each person. They're about a million. You think you're an old soul? Woo! Caramba, Dios mío! Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. They're holding you. Talking to you. Okay, so we got to talk about some of this crap. So, in Earth School, some of the stuff is gory and crappy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to share something that happened to you that's crappy. But maybe it'll make sense afterwards. So you were in a torture chamber on the rack. That's the stretchy thing. Mm. Okay, have a sip of fake Sprite. Fake mist, yeah. Whatever. You're going to need that. All right. Let's find out what the heck. What the heck happened to him?
I have to say that.
Go ahead.
Something I think it's like, yeah. I just think I also watch like a lot of stuff about Queen Elizabeth. So that's something I think about a lot. Like,
why did she have people with the?
She was very, yeah. England back then was very bloody.
And so you, in some way, thought that maybe, perhaps,
Like just shots of that keep running, like always, yeah.
Yeah, run through my mind. That's going to go away. Let's find out what you're working on. Not me, not me, not me. Hiding, not me. Being chased and found. Corrupted energy, they're pulling crap off of you. Forgive yourself and forgive all of them. ask for everyone's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. And for those of you listening and for the two of you here, when you're having a conversation and then the higher self's like, get this other crap out, and it doesn't really have anything to do with, and do you hear how random that was? Mm-hmm. It's that, it's like, there's a healer in the house. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh my God, I got to get rid of this now. And I'm not tooting my horn like I'm the be-all, end-all. It's just an occupational thing. It just happens. I show up. Mm-hmm. Someone's higher self's like, oh, my God, I got to get rid of this. Mm-hmm. So I think this nightmare is done. You've been very true, and people have seen that, and some people were jealous, and that there was a lifetime of that. Someone didn't want that. They didn't want you to have that. But as a result of that, I see you bellowing to the universe, no one's going to take me. No one. And so you've joined forces with a lot of other souls to be very, very strong. And even though they say it was an impediment on your soul, this rack shit karma, mm-hmm. It never stopped you. Mm-hmm. And you've kept going despite that. That was awful. That could have been one of the worst things that you've experienced in lives. And that I find this holy, that you were here and that your higher self said, I'm ready to forgive myself and forgive everyone. And I just feel like those flashes they're non-existent. I feel if anything, you'll want to take a trip to England and like you'll laugh your ass off. Mm-hmm. Like you actually are going to like shift it. Like you're going to like have scones and clotted cream, you know, at high tea somewhere, you know, like you're going to laugh your ass off God. And go, look at that. Yes. I just took England, you know, like, yeah, like you thought you got me then, but nope. I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you, you know, and like you'll be on the top of like a double decker going, yeah, you know, so it's done. That's done. Fantastic work. Fantastic.
Wow.
Did you want to open up the phones?
Oh, yeah.
Just in case for kicks.
So, yeah, if anyone's listening, I'll also probably, I might post something on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
The number to call in is 973-408-4567. Again, it's 973-408-4567. So call in anytime.
I guess we're here till 4.
Yeah, we're here till 4. So we'll pick up the phone for you.
And also, are you a fast typer to do Insta?
Uh-huh. Pretty, yeah.
So that also. I know I'm not going to do that on Facebook, folks. I'm going to keep that just for the Drew University students because my Facebook peeps would be all over this. Then it's the students' time.
How does it feel afterwards, after you give a reading? Do you feel tired? Like, do you feel like...
I don't feel tired afterwards. I feel peaceful and satisfied. Usually I feel tired after I've done an event, like an mm-hmm. expo or a festival that might start like at 10 in the morning and go till 6. Mm-hmm. So if I'm booked straight and maybe I have like a half hour lunch and like other 15 minute break, by the time that I'm done, I'm tired. And then my voice gets all crackly mm-hmm. and then I want to go home, but I don't get headaches. I don't get spacey. Sometimes I get hungry.
Yeah.
Like I need protein like to ground myself because I've been so airy and so floaty in the stars that away that I need something to bring me right mm-hmm. down to earth. But I'm like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
Do you have another question? Or do you have anything else? Yeah.
But I don't want to take anyone's time away.
If they call, we'll answer. But
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about two things because you were talking about relationships. So mm-hmm. I was like thinking about my relationship, mm-hmm. but I was also thinking about like my future and mm-hmm. like my career.
Yeah.
So that's not two questions. They're just like two things I'm thinking about. I don't know if one of those interests you.
What interests you?
I don't know. I'm having a hard, I'm grappling with like what I want to know. What do you think? What do you think I should pick, Chance?
I think romance is always fun.
Yeah, let's do some romance.
Now you're in a relationship.
Yes.
What's their name?
Nick.
How long?
Off and on for the past 3.5 years.
So do you want to know if he's the one? Ooh. So we hold off on that. Remember that.
Yes, I will.
Hello? Oh, no. Hello, caller. Can you... Well...
Did it work?
I don't think it worked.
Ask them to call back.
Call... Yes, call again. Please, please.
Call back. Oh. Okay, we're technical difficulties.
Did you hit that red button on there?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like not...
I feel like... Okay, so hang on, caller. We're trying to figure this out. I feel like Christian might have pressed something maybe on that, on there. Is there anything there that might say it or no?
But I feel the same thing.
Or was it... I don't know.
I know that this...
Just going to ask the ones on the other side to guide us.
What's that red on the phone there?
It says press 1 let to receive messages.
Interesting.
What happens if they called... Would either of you want to call... Oh, yeah. Did it come through that away?
It came...
On voicemail?
It was, Well, I just pressed the speakerphone button. So next time, if you want to try calling again, because this is...
So maybe when you pick up the phone, it disconnects it?
Maybe. Maybe. So I'll
I don't know.
I'll click speaker next time. So if you want to... Whoever just called, if you want to call again...
Yeah, try again for us.
One more time. We're having some difficulties.
We're learning. This is a learning curve, folks. They're going, I don't want to do that again. I don't want to be hung up again.
I know. I'm
We're
so
trying,
sorry.
Folks.
Please call.
Please. It's really weird.
You'll get your reading on today. Is there something that you might have pressed where now it doesn't ring or everything is back to the way it was?
Everything is back how it was. I wish.
So we'll learn before the next time how to do the pickup of the call. That's all cool.
Last time, because I remember we used to use the phone all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's why I never sat over here. I always sat on the other side.
I don't. Oh, wait. Okay. I remember.
Do you? Okay.
I remember now.
Please call or call back. We found the button.
I found the button to press.
We found the button. Do you want to do another Instagram shout out?
Yes.
Yeah. You could say, we found the button.
Could share it.
Yes.
On your story.
Should I share it? You should also like post it, share it on your story.
We have this going, folks. Thank you all for being patient. This is our first show together.
Yes.
I met Chance 2 years ago on Christian Alvarado's show, The White Light. And he was a guest. And then I saw him again at, was it the Psychic Gallery?
Actually, I think we had the gallery first and then.
The gallery and then first.
Yeah, and then I remember. Yeah,
and then you were a guest here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then there was a psychic fair I saw you, and then I was at a de-stress event. Do it yourself,
yes,
right? The de-stress event.
Uh-huh.
That was in the spring here this past year.
Yeah, you've worked with...
please call.
Yes, please call. But yeah, you're here a lot.
I hope to be here more. If you students want me on campus, please tell your RA or some activities coordinator, and I'll show up.
RAs would love to coordinate. Oh, my God.
Let's hope. So I guess we'll get back. So, okay. Nick, and how long has it been? On and off for
3.5
years. So let's see about him. Let's see. He feels true blue to me. True blue, very dedicated, charming. He wants to know how you feel. Like, give me an answer. Like, I want to know. I think he's not sure where you stand, like, ultimately. And he's waiting for an answer. He truly wants an answer from you. Have you not been clear about how much you care?
I think it's complicated because we just got back together.
Yeah.
And I was the one who broke it off.
Yeah, that twice. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Completely makes sense. Let's see. You've known each other in many lifetimes. I see up to 70.
Okay.
70 lifetimes, which makes sense. Five of them, they say, were impeccable. Absolutely gorgeous. So you had a lot of fun. There was marriage. He trained you to be a ballerina in one lifetime. You had that. I see those shoes, those point. Oh, yeah. He comes in, he wants to sweep you off your feet. Do you feel every now and then he's judgy?
Not.
Or is it critical?
Not of me, but maybe of other people.
Others.
But not in like a I'm better than you type of way, but like he can see the faults of others.
So he needs to work on if there's ego and whether he thinks he's right, because there are many people who think they're right.
Mm-hmm.
And that when he finds that balance, that will help him out very, very much. And he'll feel better when he sees that, well, there's your truth, my truth, and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That will really assist him. Let's see about you more with him. Is there some argument that you've had that still hasn't been fixed? Something that the two of you never resolved? It's a disagreement about the way you both look at things or do things? There's something that I see that it's like the argument. And it's something about, no, this is the way I do it. It's like, no, but I do it this way. Well, why aren't you doing it that way? Well, because I do it this way. I don't know if that somehow plays into that he's right or his way or judgy, that he might want you to conform and come and be more like him. But you have your way. So he can teach you or he can offer something, but if you want to do it differently, you can, but you don't have to.
I think... ultimate, like, we don't fight a lot and we don't have like a really long-standing argument, but we do, if we do argue, it's of a difference of like our how we do things, like it's a difference of like I like it this way or you should do it this way.
It's the should.
Yeah,
right. So again, this kind of gets back to him. It has to do with his, I see the way he does it with others, it's like, well, I'm right, or that's the better way. And then he's imposing some of that on you to have you do it his way. But you're here to show him that there are different ways, that he doesn't have to do it. You don't have to do it his way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's something that could be a little bit of friction or if he can be worked on and softened. What do you think?
I think he's very sweet. So I don't think, I think his criticism is more, it's more personal to his own mind. Like, he doesn't make me conform necessarily, but it's like, I think he does have those like mental processes.
Mm-hmm.
But we're both very open with each other. I think sometimes I'm pushing him more to do things because he should be doing them, you know? So maybe.
You mean where he's lagging?
Yeah. Like,
that's
he's not,
what I thought.
Yeah.
He's agreeable.
Yeah.
I think there's the L word. It feels very L.
I mean, yeah.
It's wonderful. Wonderful. Do either of you have any existential questions about, like, the meaning of life?
Tons.
Go ahead.
Why? It's hard. I don't know exactly what to ask other than, like, why. Like, that's...
That's
like,
okay. Why with what?
Why does humanity... Why hasn't humanity been able to communicate with outside species or
like other beings from not on Earth?
They have, and that information hasn't been openly shared. So there are many of us who come in that are from other star systems. I happen to be from Arcturus, and I speak Sirian and Pleiadian. So there you go, folks. So there are star beings or star seeds. We come in from different star systems to help with Earth's awakening. And we come in because we love Earth very much. We call ourselves the Grand Crew.
Yeah.
And there are other people that come in that are incarnated angels. And then there are other people that come in that are elementals. They're the fairies and the sprites and the gnomes and all that. And then you have wise ones that come in. And you have walk-ins that come in. Walk-ins are souls that if one soul is ready to go, they can make an agreement and the other one comes and the other one leaves. But regarding species or ones that are from the galactics, we've always been here. But that isn't recorded in our history. That's been taken out. Okay. So what you have heard is so, and the UFO sightings have been out there, and a lot's been suppressed.
Yeah.
And the media would portray the galactics as evil and alien. And in fact, you do have good and you have evil. You have that. That's just part of the oneness, is there's been a battle of light and dark. And there are species that are negative, and there, again, there are ones that are of the light, and that I believe that most of what you see in the videos that are portraying themselves as UFOs, the lights in the sky, are friendly. But there are messages that are being given in the media to be afraid. And so everyone has to use their discernment regarding how they feel. But there is a lot of information in the alternative community regarding the galactics. And we're talking the Pleiades and Sirius and Arcturus, Andromeda, and Lyra, Alpha Centauri. And there are many, many others. So there's a belief that they will show themselves. There will be disclosure, but they couldn't show themselves all at once because people would have conniptions and that they wouldn't be ready, or that other forces that don't want that information to come out would create mayhem and say that they're evil and maybe want to shoot them down.
Sounds about right.
So there's a lot of good stuff that's going on right now regarding all of this. It's beautiful. And more will come. There's an unfolding going on right now regarding the galactics. And that's a great question. As I just outed myself.
Do you have any questions?
No, but I think about it a lot.
Yeah, me.
Like, what is this? Like, what is this existing plane that we're in? And, like, for what? I think I'm turning into kind of a nihilist, which I don't...
Me too.
I'm not, like, a huge fan of. Like, it feels weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's
nihilism, meaning that there is no existence, or that, yeah, that like, I don't know what the hell this existence is.
Like nothing There's actually nothing matters. Like
okay,
like at some capacity, like nothing I do ever matters. It's just like I'm doing it to fulfill like my own happiness, mm-hmm, and like become a better person. But at the end of the day, like,
it's not going to affect the
Yeah.
Gender. Okay, so I'll throw that on its head.
Okay.
Okay. My belief is that we're all connected as one, and that we are part of infinite intelligence, creator, source, God, spirit, the oneness, all that is, whatever you want to call it, and that actually everything that you do does affect everything else. Nihilism is the exact opposite. Nihilism is that it doesn't matter and we're not connected, that we're just nothing, and that we're just random and we show up here and there's no meaning to it, period. I don't share that at all. I share that we are all love God sparks. We're all interconnected, that everything we see and don't see is in fact interrelated. We're all energy. We're all frequency signatures, and we're all advancing. We all have been blown up, that creator or source blew itself out to know itself better. So all of its infinite expanding parts that are multidimensional and holographic, they are all constantly expanding so creator could know itself better in all of its parts, and that we love this shit. Mm-hmm. That Earth is one reality and there are many other realities outside of Earth, and that this is like a school, and that we come here because we love it. We normally aren't in a meat suit, in a 3D vessel. Mm-hmm. We're normally free-floating without one. But it's really hard to be here when you shove yourself into a body and then you put yourself in a physical reality where there's something that they call time.
That's another one of my questions.
That is the time thing. So remember that, because yeah. I won't. So we are there at home, mm-hmm, and then we choose to come here. And we pre-birth plan. We have members of our soul group who we know, who we travel with and have incarnations with in on Earth and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And if we're having a pre-birth planning session for Earth, we meet with members of our soul group. We talk about if we've incurred karma and we need to have do-overs and learn, or if we're curious and want to try things out, or if we're going to be of service to others, or all of the above, mishmash. And then we play parts. And then we get born, and then the veil is put over us, mm-hmm, and we don't remember the plans, the contract. And then when we made plans, I just backtrack, we put some things down on our timeline that are obstacles for us to face, because we know that if there are obstacles, we learn through pain and discomfort. Mm-hmm. Now, here we're socialized, have a Tylenol. Mm-hmm. Stay away from pain. Avoid the discomfort, but in fact, that's not why we came here. So you've got the pre-birth planning, then the birth, and the veil, don't remember. Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm. We also don't remember that we've never been separated from the whole, mm-hmm, the whole. So when we're born, we're separate. So I'm yes. separate from my mother. Yeah. So that's the first, oh, shit, right? And the existential is I'm separated from the oneness because of the veil. Mm-hmm. We also don't remember our plans. Then we start making choices. So we've got like a flow chart. Am I going to have that baby food or not? Mm-hmm. Am I going to sleep or am I going to go wow, wow, wow all night? Mm-hmm. So it's always one big it's free will choice. And then things will come up where we will have those obstacles that we had put on our timeline. Oh, around age 3, I might fall down, hit my head, and end up with a stitch. Okay. We also do things where there are events that occur that that take us down a timeline, and they're free will choice post-incarnation events that happen. So you could, for example, pre-birth plan to be a drug addict to learn things, or post-incarnation you could go down a slippery slope and find yourself being a drug addict and wasn't planned. Mm-hmm. We also plan to put exit opportunities down, meaning when we're going to go. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean we're going to take them, but before we incarnate, we'll put some dates down. So angels might show up. We might not know it. Most people don't know they're being visited. It's mm-hmm. like, hey, you want to go now? Nah, I'm fine. See ya. Okay, bye. But at some point, we might take it. We might also pass at a point that wasn't a pre-birth planned exit. So when you talk about nihilism versus, I'm talking the exact opposite. We're infinite. We never die. We're ever expanding. We're all friggin' all over creation, earth and elsewhere. There are parallel lives. So I might be here with you right now, but I might be like at the pool hall in Idaho somewhere mm-hmm. else, having another parallel life. Same date, same time, same Joni, but same somewhere
earth,
else.
Or
same earth, but a different timeline, uh-huh. so a different reality. Mm-hmm. We all have that too. And also, if you really want to get cosmic, there's talk in the spiritual community, there are people who know of this, that every possibility has occurred. Mm-hmm. So that guy that you mm-hmm. saw in another timeline, all possibilities that if yeah. you want, if that's for your highest good, that happened. That he might have knocked on the door and you could have ended up a couple. So this is all, there's this math, it's phenomenal.
I wish that would have happened in this.
Well, just put it out there and say, hey, you know, I met him elsewhere. Yay. Yippee-yi-yay. Right? Right? Like, hey. And so this is, I believe, a school. When we pass, our spirit leaves up through the top of our head. We go home again. We're met with our departed ones and all the ones that we knew from this lifetime and other ones, ones that we didn't even know in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. We remember everything from birth to death like a movie screen, but we also see where we are everywhere else. We remember where we are simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And then they greet us with love. It's all joy. And they ask, what'd you learn? So, in fact, it's, I believe, the exact opposite of it doesn't matter, it's just for self-serving purposes. It's, I am you, you are me, who are you in relation to me, who am I in relation to you? And oftentimes, the people that are around us and the situations and the events are reflections of the healed and unhealed parts of us, that we're actually in the movie we're making, mm-hmm. that they're projections for our soul to see who we are, mm-hmm. how we've healed and how and what we need to heal, who we are and who we're not. Did I throw that upside down for you?
Yeah, that's an interesting...
Yeah.
I think about it, I think about all aspects of the meaning or like what's happening, because it's like internally that doesn't satisfy me. Like being a nihilist isn't satisfying at all. No. It feels horrible. It
yes. We have hearts.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have hearts. We cry. We see suffering. There are people who have no remorse. They have no feeling and they don't care. That's ego related, where it's more service to self than service to other. We, I believe, are born. We are created as more service to other, but people start shifting away from that, moving into a darker, lower vibration where they're more service to self.
Uh-huh. It's 4:03 now. I just have one more question, which actually I forgot just now.
It was about time?
It was... let's answer the time one, yes.
So or is there something that trumps one. That?
Do we experience emotions when not on Earth?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Absolument. Oh, yes. So they're all different realities, star systems, and mm-hmm. other civilizations, and that some are more humanoid than others. Mm-hmm. Some might be more emotive than others, but depending on, I'll just talk about the galactics. Yes, some are more human in that way, jovial and playful and all that than others. But yes, I believe that our emotional palette that we have, all the feelings that are our options to choose from here, are part of Source.
Uh-huh.
So I believe that there are many civilizations elsewhere that are representative of Source in that way, and that I think most are more civilized than Earth. This is a very kick-ass planet where mm-hmm. there's a lot of darkness. Mm-hmm. But there might be unrest, and there might be spiritual wars elsewhere that are being played out too, but ultimately one does experience compassion and empathy and all different types of feelings. Yes, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. And happiness, laughter, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was wonderful. Wonderful. And for those of you, again, who want to find out more about me, Shall I do station identification as to how they could find me, or do you? What would you like?
So, you can find Joni at her website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. Our next show is November 14th, I think.
Yes.
Thursday, November 14th. We'll also be taking calls then. And yeah, so tune in then.
Wonderful. And I guess we're going to see if we could get this up on SoundCloud. Yes. Under the white light.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We're going to try.
We're gonna try to do that, yeah.
And then if you go to my website and you go under media and then radio, then the podcast will be there too. And we're hoping to get that up on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. And the show will be from 3 to 4 p.m.
Yes. And I apologize to whoever called in. I forgot how to work the phone, but now I know. So next time, call in. Yes, we'll call in and we'll answer.
And is it the type of thing where they could, if they found you on Instagram, uh-huh, that they could message you?
They could message you.
And then they could say, hey, I want to get on the next show. How do I do that?
Yes, you could do that. Message me and I will definitely, I will definitely see if I can get you on the show. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah, we definitely need more guests. I had to get Kaylin today because two people canceled on me.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And I canceled something else to
you
be
did.
Here.
She did.
So thanks for your return. Yeah. It's kind of retro. Yeah. And so the two of you were on the show together, uh-huh, 2 years ago.
Were,
so this is mind-blowy.
Yes. Yeah.
So thank you for being a wonderful host and guest, and I'll be here in a month. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Thank you.